Mishnah says that from Hamabe is a kosher bala be mesera min alba fun of karoy the yatsav hizik echa tamach and mud chayv de ramer b'yud aymer tam chayv and mud pater. Shnem of leishmenu b'aylo v'shama huza. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tam is chayv with a such a shmira and a mud is pater. And the Gemara says over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's stam shvarim necheska shima kami. That a mu'ah does not need a shmir ma'ula. And comes out of shtickle pelem, very difficult to understand in Svara that we're saying according to Behuda that a tam requires a shmir ma'ula and a mu'ah does not. Why would it be? Why would the Torah be more makel on a mu'ah than a tam? Because you need a greater shmir for mu'ah than tam. What is the Svara of Behuda? And the Taras Chaim asks this question. The Taras Chaim basically says it's a gzeras hakasav, an echinami. There's no svarim, but that's a gzeras hakasav that a tam requires more shmir than a mu'ud. But it's very difficult to understand. L'chor, it's connected to seichel, as he says over there, yetziva ba'ara. How could it be that the Torah would be mechayiv more of a shmir for a tam than a mu'ud? And if you look in the Meiri over here, the Meiri really bavarns this kasha of the Taras Chaim. The Panishu over here is mechamin to it on his own. They both say the same idea, that being that a mu'ud has a kol, everyone knows it, it's an akhen, so it's mutal on the tzibar, on the ilam, to be sharmer themselves from the mu'ud. So being that everybody knows that he's an akhen, they're going to watch their behemoths, they're going to watch their things, and therefore the baal hashar has less of an achrayas to be sharmer. He does not need a shmir ma'ula. Mashenken by tam, or nobody knows it, it's an akhen, so the ilam is not going to be careful, they're not going to be sharmer themselves, and maybe it's more of a chiyav on the baal hashar, that he has to be mashamer hashar, that would be the Svar according to Behuda. But either way, the Pashas HaGemara is that for sure, Tam, it's enough if he has Shemir Ma'ula. Shemir Pchus is not good enough if Shemir Ma'ula would help. But there is a Chiddush from the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah learns in the Rambam that a Tam does not even help to have Shemir Ma'ula. There basically is no Shemir in Bichlal by a Tam. There's no Shemir that patas you from the Nazik of a Shar Tam. And it's Tzarachin from the Sugya, but Bichlal Tzarachin the Svar. Why would that be? Why would Shemir not help Bichlal by a Shar Tam? What would be the svar for that? So the Rebbe Achber is Mazv in the beginning of the Masechta, and Siman Aleph, this is a yisayi that we mentioned earlier from Reb Chaim, that the chiv of the Tashuman of a Tam is not really a chiv on the Bailam, it's a chiv in the Shar itself. Just like it's Mishalem Megufai, that means that the chiv is Machmas the Shar. It's like the chiv of the Shar. Normally the Bailam is the one who pays it up, but that's in the chiv is Chal in the Shar, not in the Bailam. And for that reason, he wants to say that the Shmir won't help you. It doesn't help if you're Shimer. Shmir is your chiv, that's your Ishtadlus. To stop it from being mazik, but it's not a chiyav on you, it's not a chiyav on the gavur of the bayim, it's a chiyav on the shar. And for that reason, even if you are shomer, even if you're shomer shmir me'ula, it's not going to help because the chiyav is chal in the shar itself. And that would be the svara why, in a sense, a tam would be more chomer than a mu'ad, that shmir won't help at all because the chiyav is a chiyav which is chal on the shar and not on the bayim.